What's happening? Welcome back to the greatest podcast on the face of the earth. This is another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. What's happening? Once again, before I get started, just let me make sure our sound is sounding great. How do I sound, guys? How do I sound? Let me know how I sound in the comments, guys. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for coming out. And before I even begin the show, I want to let you know that I'm going to be at Atlanta Comedy Theater September 29th to the 30th. You can get those tickets below, as you can see that scrolling at LeVarWalker.com/tour dates. So Atlanta Comedy Theater, I'm coming. The last time I've headlined Atlanta Comedy Theater, I had saw some pictures pop up in my phone. The last time I headlined there was 2016. This was pre-pandemic. Didn't even have a lot of followers, but we had a good show. So hopefully I have a good turnout. We have some fun. We rock out. Y'all tell a friend to tell a friend. I'm going to continuously push the show. Had a good day today. Once again, went to pick my son up from school. Went, had Thai food for dinner. Went and picked up some Thai food from a delicious Thai food place. That was really good. And that was it. Hollered at some friends. Talked to some of the comedians. They was asking for a little advice or whatever. I'm just trying to give them the game. And if there are any comedians listening or watching this, just understand this. Funny don't mean shit. It doesn't mean it being funny means nothing anymore. It's just consistency and building fan base. That, you know what I mean? I just give y'all a little bit of game. You don't, your ass don't need to be. Funny is very overrated. And it's becoming outdated because we're in a time now, social media, digital. You really don't need talent. I'll just be honest with you. All these people that have hit, you know what I mean? It's just consistency and a lot. We're witnessing a time like no other where you're seeing people garner millions of dollars in deals from a lack of talent. You don't need talent. You need a better business plan, a better strategy. So I'm going to go there. We're going to start this off today. I want to get it in, man. It looks like they have discovered some aliens. They discovered alien corpses in Mexico. They found these corpses in 2017, and they presented the corpses to Congress, which was very interesting to me. Like, we in for a lot of shit the next 10 years. I think we're going to see a lot of things change very, very rapidly in the next 10 years. To be in my generation, I don't know if it's Generation X or what generation I'm in, this is an interesting time. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm literally born before that. I remember when texting first came out. I remember when you had to do dial up to get on the internet. I remember when there was no internet. I remember we were just on our phones and shit. I remember we didn't even have phones. You had the phone in the wall, and with all this technology, it's just hitting right now, and we're just gonna see the whole earth just shift. Everything is different. Everything is moving very fast. And now you got aliens coming to visit us. They don't come to the black community for whatever reason. I think some of them racist. They don't never come see us. They typically go to Mexico or deserts or poor white trash areas. But this is what they do. And this is where we're at now. So if they're displaying this shit in Mexico, America is going to have to open that building up in New York and show us what the hell is in there. Just let us see it. You know what I mean? Let us get used to this. We know the aliens are out there. We know that. But let us get used to it. Show us some of that shit y'all got. Show us some of the vehicles. Show us some of the things y'all done captured. Show it to us so we're not in that much of shock when they display themselves. So what I want to do, I want to show you guys this alien. Hopefully this should work. This is the alien here. Let me go. All right, this is him. This was an alien corpse, and I'm guessing this is a fossil. They saying this is actually, and the thing looked like E.T. If you ever watch E.T. or you seen Yoda from Star Wars, this is what it looked like. This remains of an allegedly non-human being displayed during a briefing on unidentified flying objects at the San Lazaro Legislative Place in Mexico City. Jamie Musan, the self-described UFOologist, brought two casts into the congressional chambers. As Musan spoke, two men uncovered the caskets to reveal two bodies. The corpses looked white and like stereotypical depictions of aliens. Big head, little body, three fingers. Musan said they were found in Peru in 2017 and are estimated to be 1,000 years old. One of the bodies had been pregnant, he claimed. These are not mummies. These are complete bodies that have not been manipulated. Speaking under oath, Musan claimed the bodies were non-human, and others have presented similar claims about alleged alien remains in the past. And most scientists have dismissed them as either ancient Peruvian mummies or manipulated mummies. During Tuesday's hearing, Jose de Jesus Sase Benintez, a forensic expert and military doctor, walked to Congress through scans of the alleged aliens. I don't know if I can I show this? Well, this shit on Twitter. So. Can y'all hear this? Y'all might not be able to hear this, so I'm just going to keep talking because I don't know if y'all can hear that. He claimed aliens had big brains and big eyes, which allow for a wide stereoscopic vision, and they lacked teeth, so they likely only drank and did not chew. The hearing also included remarks by Ryan Graves, executive director of the Americans for Safe Aerospace Organization, a former Navy fighter pilot. Graves, one of the three U.S. veterans who testified in front of a U.S. congressional subcommittee investigating the existence of UFOs in July. Now, here's the thing with this shit. With them showing these aliens, this could possibly be the mother or father of the great alien that wants to seek revenge. See, this could kick off a war where these fuckers come down here and just take over the planet. So they're very small creatures, which means they must have a lot of powers. They're probably able to manipulate gravity and disappear real fast. And when you look at their bodies look somewhat, if you see that right there, it looks somewhat similar to a human's body. Now, this is just my theory. I think that these aliens could possibly be humans from the future. And I believe they could possibly be coming down here from the future to tell us to stop before we get into some type of nuclear war or something like this. But with them finding these things and showing them, ain't no telling what the hell else is about to come here and visit us. Like, I believe there are aliens and other life forms. I believe in aliens and other life forms being out there. But, man, I thought I knew what I was doing. You see, that should have worked. Yeah, so I believe in other aliens and in life forms being out there because I be looking deep into shit and just being in the Milky Way galaxy, I don't know if y'all have realized this, but like there are like a billion planets just in our galaxy alone, being the Milky Way galaxy. And the next closest galaxy would be the Centauri galaxy or some shit like that, which is about 5 light years away. Now, the thing about space is when they talk about light years, they're not talking about like you would think in your mind, in your human brain, you would think that to travel 1 light year, you're just traveling for a year at the speed of light. No. one light year is not a distance of time, but it's a distance of measurement. So one light year is equivalent to 5 trillion miles. So it would take a human being traveling at the speed of light 34,000 years just to make it to one light year. And you talking about galaxies that are 5 light years away. So, you know, our minds can't even begin to comprehend how big the galaxy is, because it's 8 billion people on Earth, and Earth is one of 1 billion planets in the galaxy. So even when you think about that shit, you don't really have no problems, because just as humans, when you look at it on that scale, on a universal scale, we are smaller than specks of dust in this abyss. You know what I mean? Like, we just spinning, hurling through air and shit. And what control do you really have? Like, I mean, you know, you got to control what you think, what you can, or what you think you can, but what can you really? Because you know what I mean? Like, we just here. You know, if these aliens come down and whoop our ass, if the Earth stops spinning, you know, things can happen, and they can go fast really quick. So we're just these organisms. Like, at the end of the day, we're still animals, but, you know, we're smarter than all the other animals in the species, and we dominate, which is why people are so scared of artificial intelligence, because they're thinking that the artificial intelligence can become somewhat of a supreme being and start to make its own decisions and start to, you know, just continuously get smarter and teach itself other things. And if that happens, and the artificial intelligence is like 1,000 times smarter than us, well, we are 1,000 times smarter than an ant, right? And none of us ever feel any emotion when killing ants. When you step on an ant, or you set ants on fire, or pour gasoline into an ant pile, you don't care. And that is the question we would have to have for artificial intelligence. Will it care? Will the aliens care? Or will they look at us as just some type of organisms and we perish? Now, that this shit sounds like some movie type shit. If it is, and the world comes to an end and they're doing a documentary, hopefully they'll run this, and then I can say my last goodbyes to Earth and humanity. But at least I'll be on the screen or some shit like that. But this is where we're at right now. So these aliens, and the thing where I have trouble at with the aliens is because Elon Musk said he hasn't seen any aliens. And I'm like, for Elon Musk to say that shit, that's interesting, because, you know, he flying rockets and shit to Mars and doing all that shit in space, and he has yet to identify an alien. Or could it be that Elon's ass is the alien? I wouldn't be surprised, man, if Elon get on the news and just pull his head off and he looking like, you know, that little thing I just showed you. Well, if I am an alien from another planet, I came here as Elon, and how do you think this technology works, you stupid humans? You can't begin to build electric cars, like some shit like that. So I don't know. We're going to move right along. NBA player, Mr. Kevin Porter Jr. Kevin Porter has some accusations where he ended up, I guess, choking his girlfriend out or some shit. And then they saying these allegations aren't shocking, but why is that? Wait a minute. Hold on. They saying these allegations aren't shocking because I'm guessing this young brother has he's had other issues. And let me see. Can I get that? Yeah, I don't know. I'm using 2 screens. Trying to. I don't know why that didn't work for me. So Kevin Porter Jr., got allegations. I guess he beat up his woman and choked her out, and then he broke some bones in her spine. So yeah, this guy is allegedly off his rocker. The question stemming from the latest allegations against Kevin Porter Jr. is whether or not the Houston Rockets guard should play in the NBA. He shouldn't. Not after he was arrested this week in New York City amid allegations he savagely assaulted his girlfriend on Tuesday at his arraignment. Prosecutors said the alleged attack left Kyrie Gondrizek, a free agent WNBA player, with a fractured vertebrae and cut over her right eye. Before that, a police spokesman told CNN that Porter Jr. assaulted her, struck her multiple times, and choked her. Unless these grotesque allegations are subtly and irrefutably proven to be untrue, there's no way Porter Jr. ever takes the floor again in an NBA game. The question before us is how, after so many red flags and warnings, the Houston Rockets allowed him into an NBA locker room again in the first place? And why, after this latest alleged act of violence, there would be even a remote question of anyone actually thinking of taking a chance on him again throughout his career? The only thing more constant than Porter Jr.'s promise on the court was the promise of trouble off of it. Back in college, he was suspended at USC for 2 games for conduct issues. In 2020, Porter was involved in one car crash and charged with improper handling of a firearm, motor vehicle, failure to control a motor vehicle, and possession of marijuana. Though all charges were eventually dismissed, the concerns surrounding him were not. Porter was moved out of Cleveland a season after the Cavs drafted him in the first round. A reason, not talent. He has ample talent. Perhaps you guessed why, character issues. Somebody reported that Porter Jr. lost his cool during the 2021 season, getting yelling and throwing things in the Cavs locker room after a trade. And he got into it with a GM. He was briefly suspended 2021-22, had an altercation with Rockets head coach Steven Silas. Another locker room outburst. The league fined him $50,000 in April for violating the league's health and safety rules by visiting a Miami strip club. And now the most serious vision in the pattern has defined his NBA career, this arrest, assaulting and severely injuring his girlfriend. And documents has reported about the case alleged Porter Jr. repeatedly punched in the face and strangled her. This big ass nigga. Man, this is what I'm saying. And so yesterday I was talking about the coach. I talked about this coach yesterday that suspended himself, that was talking crazy to that young man. You see, that coach called the young man a pussy ass bitch. And he said, if you want to do some gangster shit, fuck with me. Coach had his fist balled up. He did not punch or strike this young man, but he had to break him the fuck down. Because if you don't break their ass down, this is the fucking result. So a lot of people was coming against me saying, you bogus as hell, or you talking light skin, all that shit. But this is the fucking result. You get weak ass men out here. If you don't have men in place or people in place to fucking discipline people, to check that. This boy should have been checked when he was younger. But they let the shit get away. It goes away and away and away. And everybody's supposed to be in this fucking PC culture. And everybody's so soft and shit until shit really kick off. Now all motherfuckers want to do is just point the finger. Yeah, get that motherfucker out of there. But he could have been in high school with a real strong coach, a real man checking his ass. And he wouldn't have got there. He wouldn't have been led down this road. So spare me with this shit about you don't need strong. You need strong men. Men need discipline. Boys need discipline. You don't just become a man overnight. You don't just get responsible and shit. You need another man to tell you how to be a man. And for a motherfucker to tell you how to be a man, it ain't all nice and fuzzy talk. The world don't give a fuck. That was the whole point I was trying to make. Don't nobody give a fuck. The world ain't gonna give a fuck when you go out there and fuck up. You're lucky to have people in your life to check your ass and tell you what you're doing wrong. And to snap. So that's what I was saying. Nobody was listening to me. Everybody, you champion. He's just talking the fuck out of here. Yes, you need that. Some of these boys need that shit. this notion of we not gonna have tough love no more, y'all is tripping, because this is the fucking result. We see it over and over again. You saw it with Ray Rice. You seeing it with this brother. And you know these boys be talented and shit, and don't nobody want to say nothing. Well, who's more wrong? His high school coaches back in the day, or the coach that suspended himself? Think about that shit. I mean, moving right along, man. Tyrese and DJ Envy, they are still beefing. Where in the hell? I really got to get this shit together. I know I'm getting better, but I got to get it together. So Tyrese and DJ Envy, they are continuously beefing online. If y'all don't know what happened, DJ Envy had Tyrese on the Breakfast Club. And when DJ Envy got caught cheating on his wife with Erica Mena, Tyrese found it somewhere in his heart to step in and help DJ Envy and his wife get back together. He told DJ Envy what to do. He said, man, go home, make us some wine, clean the house, and then I'm going to come over and sing. And for whatever reason, I'm guessing DJ Envy was in a weak period. He's in trouble, so he's taking the bait. So Tyrese pops up. Now he's conversing with the man's wife. All this shit is inappropriate. It starts with Envy. Nigga, you don't have no nigga coming to counsel you. Like, it's one thing, you know, you could talk to a man, you know, like, man, I got caught up, whatever. I'm having problems. But for me, when that nigga go to wanting to counsel my wife, nigga, please. You're not a counselor, nigga. This nigga's Fast and Furious. He's an actor who cries on fucking Instagram. So anyway, Envy end up bringing Tyrese in. They start beefing or whatever. Envy start talking to him because I guess Tyrese said some inappropriate things to his wife or some shit. And I'm like, why the fuck are they... I mean, this is ridiculous. You just don't bring another man or woman into your marriage. You know what I'm saying? That shit is bizarre. And they going back and forth. And Tyrese like, call me. Why you ain't call me? And shit, he getting possessive. And that nigga's crazy. That nigga is crazy. And every time he want to make this motherfucking mental health excuse, I'm tired of people and shit making, oh, my mental health. Mental health my ass, nigga. You crazy. Because you don't have mental health when it's time to show up to the red carpets. You don't have mental health when it's time to get your ass in a Fast and Furious and act. You don't have mental health when it's time to let that money come up short. You didn't have mental health when your ex-wife tried to sue this nigga for the $20,000 a month in child support. Mental health? People got to quit blaming everything on fucking mental health. And then this guy, he's crying out, talking about mental health. He helping DJ Envy. DJ Envy so damn stupid. Tyrese going through a divorce in his own fucking marriage, and you letting this nigga come to counsel you? Nigga, what? Where do we do this at? Where do we do this at? That's like going to a mechanic. None of this nigga's cars work, and now he tearing your shit up. So anyway, it was further revealed that, you know, Tyrese on the phone was texting the man's wife, and I looked at the text. He had texted his wife pictures of a Rolls Royce he bought. He texted his man's wife a picture of a fucking Rolls Royce he bought. He texted the man's wife, oh, I just bought land in Turks and Caicos. Nigga, what are you doing? Sound like he flexing. I don't know. I could be wrong. But it sound like the man is peacocking. You can't trust. And then for Envy to even trust. You can't trust no niggas in this business. I don't trust a motherfucker in entertainment. You can't. This shit is fake. Ain't nothing real about this shit. All these niggas fuck with you for reasons in this business. Ain't nobody your friend. And to all y'all that watch me and shit and see all these motherfuckers out here calling each other, bro, my brother, all that shit ain't shit. It's all fake. It's fake as fuck. The whole business is fake. It's built off fake ass relationships. Everything is fake in this shit. I get called an asshole a lot, not because I'm fake, but because I'm honest. And that's just the truth of it. You don't bring no nigga into your marriage to fix it. You don't. And then that's the worst kind of fixer, because this nigga, he like to talk about the Lord and, he talking zodiac signs. He was a predator. He saw weakness in your family, and he tried to fucking infiltrate because his shit was burning down. That's what I got from it. I don't know. I could be wrong, but that's just how I felt about the shit. And, you know, they could take it how they want. But it don't even make, I wouldn't even have had the nigga on my show. What you gonna have him on the show for? Even trying to holler at your wife? Because that's trying to holler at somebody's wife, bro. Like, you not the gay friend. This is a soul singer, you know, the ab muscle, big old black nigga. No, we not doing this. So I think in this situation, Envy and Tyrese were both in the wrong. But it's obviously a relationship that cannot be salvaged at this point in time. And anybody that's watching me, if you're a comedian or whatever, or any form of entertainment, understand that this is what this is, a business. People will be your friend for a reason. Like, either you funny, you got some shit popping, they trying to figure out what they need to do. This is the reason, this is the relationships in this business. So, boy, I tell you, moving right along. iPhone 15 has come out. They've come just in time to steal our money with Christmas coming up so soon. Here they come with the exact same phone that they've been putting out since. I mean, this phone has been the same. It's been the same since the iPhone just been the same. This shit ain't even been different, man. Now, I currently got an iPhone 13 Pro Max. That's what I use, like a terabyte. But they keep, what is this? Don't allow. But they keep putting the same shit out over and over. Let's see. Oh, can't even. I gotta get my little stream deck so I can pull this stuff up faster. Oh, there it is. All right. So this is the iPhone 15. And now they want to bring them out. They done change your lightning cable. Now you're gonna have to use a USB-C cord. So they just brought it out, 15 series. Here the Pro, you have 13 Pro Max, you're in pretty good terms. Having 120 hertz, 3x zoom camera in the process. Okay, so the iPhone 15 Pro Max give you a new 48 MP camera with them. Man, dude, they keep working on the camera to the point where the human eye can only detect so many pixels. So even if they keep packing pixels and shit in, nobody can tell. iPhone 15 versus Pro Max, thinner bezel, dynamic island versus notch, titanium frame. This nothing. iPhone start from 256 gigabytes versus 128 gigabytes. And a Type-C Lightning. Now, am I going to get it? Probably. Do I need it? Absolutely the fuck not. So I don't know. I don't know which way Apple is going at this point. I guess they really waiting for those goggles to come out. And I guess when the goggles come out, you know what I'm saying, we'll be straight. But this phone, I just wait. I'm just going to wait for my 13 Pro to blow up or some shit. I'm not going to thought I could do that, hitting that button. Yeah, I'm just going to wait for my iPhone 13 Pro Max to blow up. I'm not spending that money. And they start at $1,200. We in a time right now where I don't understand. We in a time right now Oh, yeah. We're in a time right now where I don't know if y'all realize this, but your cell phone costs more than your TV. Literally. I just bought a 75-inch TV for $500. The phone's running $1,500, then they're $2,000 now. That's the times we're living in now. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that your phone would be more expensive than your television? That shows you where we're going, where we headed as a society. I don't know what these aliens going to do with us. I think they're going to have pity. Like, these motherfuckers are terrible. They're just terrible. And even when you looked at that little bitty alien, he looked like he is a human from the future. So we'll probably end up looking like that. Because think about what we're going through right now. You know, we having these discussions about sexual identity. What is a man? What is a woman? Transgenderism. You know, people, you know, don't want to eat meat. They prefer to eat different shit. We are really evolving, like, as a species. And I think we're going to end up turning into these aliens. We're going to look like that. We're going to keep getting smaller and thinner and shit and just looking cray, eyes getting bigger. I would love to see what a man in the year 3000, no, in the year 6029, what, you know what I mean? Like, what will my offspring look like? It'll probably be a motherfucker with an eye in the middle of his head or some shit, or got two fingers. You know, walking around, like, it's going to be weird, man. It's really going to be weird. I want to talk about this. Like, I am sick of tipping the self-checkout. I'm going to break one of them little-ass machines. If I come one more damn place and I got to check my damn self out and then tip you, come on, man. I'm already working. I'm working like the people at the place. I'm working. This is self-checkout. It's self-checkout. You shouldn't worry about me tip. Y'all should worry about paying me for doing the work in here. Shit. Everything becomes self-checkout. And I understand, based on the current economics, you know, in California, they just increased minimum wage to $20 an hour. All restaurant workers going to make $20 an hour. Do you know what that means? That means these restauranteurs, the people that got their ass on the line is taking the risk. Guess what's going to happen? They're not going to hire anybody. That's all that means. You're going to have way more robots and way more fucking self-checkout, buddy. I can promise you. Some of them restaurants, people will probably have to go back there and cook their food. Because even at Walmart, hell, you got to do all that. Walmart need to just take all them registers out. Walmart got 50 registers. The only thing that's open is self-checkout. And they got that one old-ass lady there. She don't know what the hell going on with 2,000 registers open. It is fucking ridiculous. And it's just a matter of time before Walmart have our ass bringing shit off the truck. How much longer before Walmart, attention, Walmart shoppers, guess what? Our truck is here, and it is a rollback. I need all shoppers to get to the truck in the back and begin to unload. We have lots of pallets and totes. We'll be offering your discount based on how much you've unloaded off the truck. I think that's where we're going. They're going to incentivize you to come in that bitch and work. Like, they'll probably give your ass, like, something off on your groceries. And people going to do that shit. It's going to get to that point. Like, bro, you know what? I want to go get my groceries. And they'd be like, all right, we'll give you free groceries. You just coming in, work an hour shift, put some shit on the shelf, whatever. And people going to go for that shit. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. This is a total change of our economy, economies of scale. All this shit is changing. We're becoming globalized. Dubai is taking all the money. This shit, Dubai looks like the future. Even though they use slave labor to prop all that shit up, but it's definitely the future. And don't nobody pay no taxes over there. So all the rich are leaving. And there's going to be a utopia on this planet soon. There's going to be a utopia for just the rich, and everybody else will be poor. And this is why I be arguing to the top of my lungs. Keep your eyes open. Don't get diverted, because they keep, you know, they throw out a little bullshit about race and all that shit. Meanwhile, This shit is about rich and poor. All right? Rich and poor. And the middle class is dead. And they're taking more and more. Almost to the point now where there's a company named BlackRock, which is a huge company, an organization named BlackRock. And BlackRock owns about 80% of the S&P 500. They own every fucking thing and everybody, right? And one of BlackRock's mission statements at the World Summit or something, the Economic World Summit, was that people are going to be happy and own nothing. So BlackRock is trying to buy up the whole U.S. housing market. So, you know, when a family, a young man, a young woman coming out of school, you won't be able to buy your house because BlackRock wants to buy that and put you in it as a renter and get us back to the matrix a lot sooner. I mean, this shit should be outlawed. But what's happening right now all over the U.S., people are coming in to buy homes and they're being outbidded at closing. Well, BlackRock just comes in with their big checkbook and wallet. And then they just pay for the shit. Now, how do you take this information? Well, I will become a builder. And I will say, you know what? Let's play a game with BlackRock. And I get fake buyers. And then I let them bid up over nothing. Very high. Very fucking high and keep the profit. Like, this is crazy what they doing to us, man. You will own nothing and be happy? Well, who owning all this shit? You mean you want me to rent everything and have nothing at death? I mean, we're not going to leave here with nothing, but to leave here and you can't pass your kids down nothing. You ain't even got a fucking house. You talk about control and a loss of freedom. That'll be the biggest loss of freedom that we are somehow allowing, right? It's so interesting, man. Just the way people word things and the way they can change shit. Like, even when you look at, like, Chick-fil-A, I think Chick-fil-A is brilliant in the way they do the Chick-fil-A shit. Because Chick-fil-A, for instance, and I talk about this often and people get on me, but Chick-fil-A, I see these little polls, oh, this brother owns a Chick-fil-A, or this sister owns a Chick-fil-A. And the Virgo in me can't help but to tell the truth. No, they don't own a Chick-fil-A because there's no such thing as a Chick-fil-A owner. You are an operator of a Chick-fil-A. Now, if you want to break down what an operator is, it works like this. To get a franchise of Chick-fil-A is typically the entry to get a Chick-fil-A is low. It's like $10,000. It's like 10 grand, right? So you need $10,000 liquid, I believe, and Chick-fil-A has to pick you to become an operator. Now, when you become an operator, your personal credit, your ass is on the line. So basically, you're going to get a lease on a store in your name. You're going to get the equipment in your name. You're going to get everything in your name. And you're going to get all this shit through credit, through the banks, from Chick-fil-A. So the breakdown of it is what Chick-fil-A does, they charge you like 50. You end up paying the royalties of 15%. You pay 15% of sales for royalties. And I'm guessing that 15% will include your lease and some other shit. And on top of that, they take 50% of profit. 50% of profit. So if you had a store grossing $4 million, yeah, okay. If you had a store grossing $1 million a year, $150,000 off top is going for royalty fees. So that's $150 gone. So now you left with, what is that? $850,000. All right, cool. Now, after you I guess you paid the royalty fees, I guess, after expense. But let's just say that the $850,000 is profit. Well, guess what? 50% of that goes to them. So after you've paid everything, so 50% of that $850,000 is gone. So that's $425,000. So off $1 million gross, $1 million gross sales, you netted $425,000 and you haven't even paid your taxes yet. So that's what that shit is. And they've been so brilliant in marketing that because it gives people the sense that you own it, but you don't. You're like a glorified manager. You're a glorified manager. That's literally what you are. You can't even buy a second, a third, a fourth Chick-fil-A. And when you're done with the Chick-fil-A, guess what? They take it back and give it to whoever the fuck they want to. So this is the society that we're headed to, and we all have to be careful. So this has been great. This has been one of my best shows, I think. You say $1 million, Terrence? Okay. Well, guys, I guess we can wrap this up. This has been one great show. Once again, I'm going to be at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. I want to thank y'all for pulling up. Shout out to Cindy Turner, Patrick Deshaun, Raymond Gregory, I see you. DT Taylor, see you. Patrick again, John Catalanato, and everybody that pulled up on me today, man. So this has been a great show. I'm gonna have to come back and do this again, man. We got to do it again. We got to keep on going, good people. So I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in to this great episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. And guess what? I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. Take care.